night. A detailed report of a Bigfoot sighting is still making waves in Monroe, Michigan.
One of the great questions of our time. It has some wondering whether somebody will spot Bigfoot again.
No.
13 Action News.
No, you won't. God damn you. Why do you bring this shit? Fuck, it just makes me angry.
Well,
you didn't see Bigfoot, and you're not going to see Bigfoot again.
If you guys are trying to... you see the look on...
Fucking people and their goddamn nonsense.
Your frustration is why I bring that shit to the show. Just so you know that. I saw a story. There is a story in here this week where I went, oh, Jeff's going to hate this so much. I can't wait to...
Fucking Bigfoot sighting.
Well, it's not...
Jesus Christ. Be the fucking idiots I work with got into a discussion about cryptids and shit the other day. I'm like...
cryptids?
Cryptids. I'm like, they're not real. Oh, they might be. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. God, you know what? Spend some fucking time in reality once. It's really fucking cool. Cryptids.
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 Cryptids. So what's an example of a cryptid, Jeff?
A Bigfoot and fucking Mothman and like the fucking New Jersey Devil and...
Well, I mean, Mothman's real. I mean, come on.
Yeah, no.
Come on, what do you mean?
Yeah, so, yeah. He lives next door to fucking Jesus H. Christ.
Is Slender Man technically a cryptid?
No, that's just a fucking phantom. I don't know.
Oh.
It's not real either.
What do you mean?
Slender Man, I'm sitting right here.
Hey, I'll tell you, you know, hey.
News anchor Tony Geftis is back from Monroe tonight. He's live in studio with the update.
That guy sounds like Bill O'Reilly.
We'll do it live.
Hey, he did. He sounds like Bill O'Reilly.
He's live in studio with the update. Tony?
Lee Christian, this report was published online by the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization.
Wait a minute.
An impeccable source.
Deemed the sighting credible. It was picked up by the Associated Press, and now people all...
Jeff. The Bigfoot Society
deemed
the Bigfoot sighting credible.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow, it's
so
great.
I mean, who else are you going to believe?
In. Yeah.
Who else are you?
Right. It's like the Catholic Church told me there was another miracle. No shit. Really? Go fuck yourselves. Nope. I'm a priest. And this is a bona fide miracle. It's true. This proves God. Okay. Sure. Can we have an independent team study that? Nope. Sorry. Miracle's gone now.
Famous cryptids throughout history. According to...
Famous cryptids?
That's right.
Vincent Price?
I thought it was going to be a list of rappers. Well, that's Famous Crips. I'm sorry. I apologize. Famous Crips. Well, that's Stephen Hawking. That's a whole different list of Crips, though. That's a whole different thing. Uh-oh. Okay, here we go. Bigfoot.
Yep.
Loch Ness Monster.
Yep.
Mothman.
Yep.
Chupacabra. The Jersey Devil. What's the Jersey Devil?
You've never heard of the Jersey Devil?
Why would I, Jeff? I mean, let's be serious for a second. Why would I have heard of that?
I mean, it's where the hockey team got its name.
We like to have fun here on THQ Radio, but why would I have heard of that? It's still said to inhabit the Pine Barrens of New Jersey. Oh, there you go.
Fucking Polly Walnut's hair is still blowing
around
out there.
The Kraken, the Yeti, the Flatwoods Monster.
There was a cryptid up there in the northern part of Michigan where my folks had their property that was a fucking local radio fucking thing.
Oh, yeah?
Dog Man.
What?
Oh, yeah. Dog Man. Yeah.
Giant squid. See, now we're scraping the bottom of the cryptid barrel here.
Oh,
now
fuck yeah.
Yeah, you know. Giant squid, Komodo dragon. These are just things that exist.
The trouble is, giant squid is real.
Yeah, these are just things that exist. I mean,
mermaids. No, I don't think mermaids are considered a cryptid.
They're not on this list anyway. If you, okay, listen, here's a question.
Yes.
If you had to go mermaid route. Do you go top half human, bottom half fish?
Oh, I'm fucking that mouth.
Okay. Well, or now listen, alternatively,
yeah,
top half fish, bottom half human, so you can get pussy. So if you had to pick one, what would it be?
I think I'd have to.
Now, listen, part of you wants to fuck a fish mouth to see what it's like.
You're not wrong.
I mean, to have your balls slap it against a fish chin. I mean, let's be honest about
those fucking eyes looking every fucking direction.
You know, yeah.
Like fucking a retarded chick.
Fucking Angel Reese. Her eyes are too far apart.
That's why she can't hit a fucking shot.
Sydney Sweeney. Sydney Sweeney. Anya Taylor-Joy. Their eyes are all too far apart.
That fucking chick we took the screenshot of, that reporter a couple weeks ago on his show.
Right.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Dude, her eyes were on the sides of her fucking head.
The girl is just a Little Mermaid. Her eyes are fucking in different counties. It can't be this. Explain it to me,
different fucking time zones.
They're far apart, this, you see.
Her eyes are so far apart, this one wakes up an hour before the other.
This one's on Central Time. This one's on Eastern Time. See, because they're far separated by a great distance, you see.
All over have heard there may be a Bigfoot in Monroe.
Yeah, buddy.
A reported Bigfoot sighting in Monroe, Michigan has made headlines across the country.
I heard a lot of talk about it. In fact, when I first heard about it, I was in Baltimore, Maryland, and I heard about it there.
Then why the fuck are we talking to you?
Well, no. When I first heard about it, I was in Baltimore. Now I'm in Monroe, Michigan. I hope he's hunting for the Bigfoot is what I'm hoping.
I was in Baltimore. I'm over here now.
And
hunting,
I said,
the big feet.
Oh, my gosh. I leave home for a week, and look what happened.
What happened?
Fucking
you left town and Bigfoot shows up, you dumb fuck.
You kidding?
Fuck, I had drinks with him at the bar. Where were you gallivanting around Baltimore, you fucking dumb shit?
Well. I was bartending down Nickel and the Sweatins last Saturday.
Big hairy fucking guy comes in.
All right, Mr. Mora.
Drunk and shit.
All right, Mr. Mora. I'm sure you're right. It's probably nothing.
Bob Virgiles, voice of the Toledo Walleye and Monroe County resident, says the report of
Wait a minute. Back up. Voice of the Toledo Walleye?
It's probably a minor league baseball team or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Don't make me look it up. What are you doing?
I get it. Jesus Christ. I can type. Well, I could type.
I don't know. I've watched you type. I doubt it.
Oh, it's an ice hockey team.
Oh,
wow. I want a fucking sweater.
Well, I would prefer a
Holy shit, they got a black guy.
Well,
no
I would.
Fucking way. First picture. Oh, he's like dark, too.
You want a sweater, but I would prefer a moaner or a screamer, frankly.
Bigfoot near La Pleasance Road is a talker. The account.
Oh, the Bigfoot's a talker, Jeff.
By a local man and his son was published by the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization. It took off from there, even prompting a nearby cannabis dispensary to offer a discount to anyone who comes in with photographic proof.
There was what was called a Monroe.
hey, dude.
Here.
I got this fuzzy picture on my phone. It's like just a blurred out photo of my nutsack that I haven't shaved in 10 years.
If you're not going to suck it, I'm not going to shave it. Fuck off.
Pro Monster years ago, after the first fuel was loaded into the Fermi 1 reactor, someone saw a big creature out near the Fermi.
Jeff is fucking had it.
Join us in reality, please. It's interesting. I promise you.
Be lit.
Power plant.
Fucking over.
And
here.
So.
Just completely deflated.
I know. It really is a deflating thing.
I think it's really funny that.
It's pretty funny. He's still jocking it up.
This was spotted near where that was, although they didn't really say what the location was, but it's near where the Monroe Monster was.
Spit it out, you fucking hard-on.
Monroe, Michigan. You know what? I've actually been there before. There's a brewery in Monroe.
There's a brewery. Well, yeah. Well, that explains it.
Does that explain it?
I think they're all drinking from the same gas.
Well, then that would explain why Monroe, Michigan. Why this guy's the voice of a Toledo fucking hockey team that lives in
good morning,
Michigan. That fucking goddamn traitor shouldn't be living in Michigan and doing anything with cocksuckers from fucking Ohio. And I am not a Michigan Wolverine fan, but I fucking hate Ohio. Fuck those cocksuckers.
You're just mad because J.D. Vance can afford to fuck very expensive couches.
Oh, no, it's up on the lake.
Just be led.
Oh, okay, but it's close to Toledo. What was I thinking of?
What's the closest real city to it?
Detroit.
Oh, okay.
It's halfway between Toledo and Detroit.
Back in the 1960s,
some may wonder.
Robotic aborted, it's the big monster. Coming up at 9:30, it's the big monster. He's going to be on the radio. Talking about who forages for food in the cold months.
Or whether it's the same creature from the same lagoon. Now, I did reach out to the 47-year-old Monroe man who made that report. I reached out through his tenant who called him. We're going to keep you posted as to whether
he's not a property owner.
As I said, they're all drinking from the same gas pump in Monroe, Michigan.
Oh, I really want that Toledo walleye hockey jersey.
Get one.
I'm trying to find one.
The way you're spending money today, just willy-nilly buying books and fucking...
Yeah, exactly. I bought a hockey sweater.
Well, this week we brought you a warning about wildlife on the move during the spring nesting and breeding season. Tonight,
spring nesting and... I remember those.
Remember
nesting
those
days? And breeding season? Ooh. Every year when it got cold out, it was breeding season for me, man. I was hunting pussy in those days.
Story that illustrates why that warning was put out. CTV's Ashley Bacon visits a group of the...
Bacon.
Bit of a human aftertaste.
University students in Waterloo dealing with some unexpected and rather unruly neighbors.
Fucking Canada beat it.
Ducking. And diving out of the way of the majestic Canadian goose.
Anyone who goes by them are getting attacked, like kids, adults, anyone, just attacked.
It's getting a bit crowded in Waterloo at one home after a pair of geese decided to claim a bit of property for themselves.
Uh-huh. We were trying to go into our house from our cars and walked up there and they came flying at us. We had to sprint up her stairwell. My croissants went everywhere.
Oh no, my croissants! No, not the croissants! Oh, heavens be! Oh, the croissants went everywhere, it was horrible!
My croissants! Went everywhere, Jeff.
You know, a 410 shotgun will solve this fucking problem. Remember the turkeys? Remember the fucking turkeys terrorizing the town?
Yes, I do. Remember my fucking solution to that?
Yeah.
Kick him right in the fucking dick sucker.
Kick rocks, fucking turkey.
The episode was called, if you want to seek it out, Kick Rocks, You Turkey Scumbag.
Turkey Scumbag. Well, Kick Rocks, You Canadian Fuckers.
Oh, God. My croissants went to...
Oh, no. Not the croissants.
Anything but the croissants. Take me. Leave the croissants alone.
Do what you want with a girl, but leave the croissants.
Leave the croissants alone.
Oh, it's still one of my favorite Carlin jokes. Do what you want with a girl, but leave me alone.
Do what you want with a girl, but leave me alone. God, not the croissants, Jeff.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Anything but that.
Anything but the goddamn croissants.
How do you know?
How do you know what?
How do you... And they'll have the nerve to say to you, Brian, how do you know low testosterone in the womb? Well, that's how I know. It's this guy. No fucking, no guy,
So I was picking up some croissants. All right, well, I'm out.
See ya. I'm out.
Yep.
You and your boyfriend have a fight.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, how'd you know?
I knew.
Really? Not a stretch there, pal.
Have you tried talking to you? It's easy. You just uttered the phrase, my croissants went everywhere. You fucking...
My croissants went everywhere and my cravat is in the bacon.
His ass is nowhere near your shoulder. I had the angle. Oh, God.
Mercy sakes, the croissants. What has happened to the croissants?
Oh, my stars. Oh, the croissants. Oh, no.
Will somebody get this bag some croissants, please?
Heavens be.
Wow. Not. Well, I dropped the two cases of beer I was carrying because of these fucking geese. Oh, my croissants went everywhere. Ew.
Smithers, relax.
Cigarette fell out of my mouth and I dropped the bottles of Jack that I had.
This is how that goes if it's me on the news. Hey, so you were talking about, yeah, it came running at me and I kicked him right in his fucking snout. Beat it. Goose asshole.
You can't do that to the animals.
Yeah.
Get fucked.
Yeah. After I broke its neck, I ran it over with my fucking Jeep. Beat it. Kiss my ass, you fucking goose menace.
Cars and walked up there and they came flying at us. We had to sprint up her stairwell. My croissants went everywhere.
My croissants went everywhere.
Jeff, it's never not going to be
fun. No, I know this. We need that isolated.
Yes, we do.
My croissants went everywhere.
My croissants went everywhere. My croissants went everywhere. My asshole was all a flutter. I bet it is at the best of times. It's not designed for entry. Do you not fucking know that?
Yeah.
Mister, I have to wear a diaper at 40. Relax.
It was horrible, but now every time we come home from class or just anywhere we are, we have to be on watch.
No.
God forbid.
No, you don't.
God forbid you lose more fucking croissants. Jeff, you're not... The croissants went everywhere, Jeff. You don't understand.
Yeah. Stairwell, my croissants went everywhere.
You actually said that to the fucking news people and they recorded it, you homo... You homo. That's it.
Homo. Homo.
Homo. Homo.
It was horrible, but now every time we come home from class or just anywhere we are, we have to be on watch.
Just
No. You're the human.
Right, yes.
You,
yes,
sir, with the croissants are the human.
Who?
That's a fucking animal.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Heavens to Betsy. My croissants went everywhere.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Anal, stage right even.
Sir, you're the human.
Sir.
You don't
sir,
have...
Sir,
This could be solved quickly, cheaply, and effectively.
You know, there are no guns in Canada.
Is this
quite
take...
that
yeah.
This is in Canada?
Yeah. My croissant... It's a whole nation of my croissants went everywhere. If my croissants went everywhere was a country, it's fucking Canada.
Its symbol would be a maple leaf.
Yes, yes. With a fucking goose head right in the middle of the fucking leaf. Dumb country. Beat it.
The high traffic area, the experts say they are a protected animal and should be left alone. Geese are protected by the...
No.
Get fucked.
It's fine till it storms at me. And then I'm wringing his fucking neck like a black guy with a white woman in the 70s.
And then it's fucking self-defense.
Yep. I'm going to fucking put on my waterproof work boots and fucking stomp a mud hole in his ass. Beat it. You fucking goose.
Migratory Bird Act, so it is illegal for us to interfere with them in nesting season, and so we have to respect that.
No, so that's most- no, you don't.
I want a drive-by shooting, like the end of Boys in the Hood.
We should have shotguns for this fucking shit.
Oh, no. My bullet shells went everywhere.
We can do, and what we offer here at the Humane Society is we can post some signage in public areas.
Post some signage. The goose will read it and go, hey, listen, buddy, we got to go. We're not supposed to be here.
I fucking would get up on the sidewalk to get him with my driver's side wheel. Thump, thump.
Like Tony Soprano chasing that guy down in episode one in the pilot. When he fucking chased that guy down on the college campus.
What's the pilot? I would fucking be up in someone's yard like John Travolta in Pulp Fiction when he pulled up in the fucking Lance's front yard. Fuck off. He's trapped under my wheel. What happened? I have no fucking idea, man. I'm sorry.
How he got there, man.
Yeah.
All I know is my problem is solved.
I can tell you his brains went everywhere.
I see the cover. Making getting to class into a real-life obstacle course for these Laurier students.
We've been leaving like...
Lorelei, Lorelei, Lorelei.
Our house from the backside and sneaking around them, so... But yeah, I think we'll be fine.
Sometimes we're sneaking through our back door, our side door.
Yeah, I bet that's the first... Yeah, not the first time, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah. That was clean.
That's sneaking through my back door, which I'm super used to.
That was clean.
All you got to do is come over with a bag of croissants and I'm yours.
Yeah. You had me a buttered croissant.
You had me a croissant.
Buttered a croissant. Or in America, you had me at croissant-wich.
You had me a croissant. I'm all yours.
So, but yeah, I think we'll be fine.
Sometimes we're sneaking through our back door.
Yeah, you were, buddy. Yeah.
Side door. Sometimes we can't even go in our house for like 30, 40 minutes because to wait for them to go away.
Sometimes we can't even come in the house.
Sometimes we have to do it in the street.
What a dude, you don't seem to realize that this is not a problem.
No.
This is not a newsworthy problem.
No. Well, Jeff, there, you know.
There are, why are they protected? There's 50 million of those. We are overwhelmed with Canadian geese here.
Yeah.
Where we live.
Yeah.
Fuck them. I'd like to see their fucking passports. And we kick them back across the border. Fucking goddamn geese. Fucking hit the highway. Don't stop till you get past Windsor, motherfucker.
See where their passports are. Jeff, bringing it back around. The current news, Jeff is in tune. I'm telling you, he's...
Fuck him.
Where are your passports? It's fucking croissant-shaped. It's very silly.
Can't get in the house because of the geese. Seriously? Really?
Canada geese terrorize Waterloo, Ontario neighborhood. Terrorize, Jeff.
Yeah, whatever.
The terror.
Well, the horror.
The horror.
He has not even been in his own home.
I have just fled my own home in horror.
At these fucking croissants.
They were everywhere.
They're everywhere. Poor croissants. Just lost. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
I have just fled my own office in horror at his fucking dim-wittedness.
I have just fled my own croissants. Oh, man.
All right, we're following a developing story now out of New Jersey. A police chief there accused of harassment by five officers who worked under him.
Their allegations disturbing and disgusting. Fox 8 Stephanie.
All right. We're in.
I'm in.
Bertini's live in North Bergen with more. Steph?
Yeah, so first of all, the details of the complaints are so inappropriate. We can't really get into all of the details.
Please do.
Buddy, there. I mean, it is. This guy is a problem. Okay? Now, let me give you like a behind-the-curtain thing of how this show works.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do a show like we do a show, in order to try to be funny, what you do is you take, in most cases.
Funny how?
Funny how, like a clown? Like I'm here to amuse you?
Like we amuse you?
But the only way to do that.
Do you have a goddamn fucking McDonald's case on your phone?
No, it's a sticker on the back of the.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Where the fuck did he get a fucking McDonald's phone case?
I didn't. It's a sticker. Okay. A guy I work with brought me a Happy Meal a few weeks ago, and I sat there and fucking ate it. And it had stickers in it, so I put a sticker on the back of the phone.
Child.
Hey, you know, it was free food. Fuck you. I ate it.
I have a question. Did it make you happy? Well, did they follow through on their promise with the Happy Meal? Or did you cry as usual?
The things that are going to make me happy aren't in that Happy Meal.
So then really it was just a meal.
Yes.
Okay.
Wasn't anything too happy about it. It was just
a... What would a sad meal consist of if you were to go to a place and go, I know, I'm not really in the mood for the Happy Meal today.
No,
that's some tragedy. No, I'd like to get the sad meal.
I got it. Off-brand mac and cheese.
That's spot on. Yeah, what else?
Am I right?
What else we got in here?
Like,
applesauce.
No. So you have like the single serving milk containers for your drink.
Okay. And paper straw to go with that. So we got off-brand mac and cheese.
Yeah.
A little like school carton of milk with a paper straw.
With a paper straw.
Okay.
Right.
And the dessert's got to be garbage.
No, so you got fish sticks that aren't cooked all the way through.
They're like still
frozen in the middle. Tell me that's not a sad meal.
I'd like the unhappy meal, please.
Yes, can I have the unhappy meal,
Oh, do we
please?
Have it? Hang on a second. We got something for you, pal. Generic mac and cheese.
Off brand. Because, buddy, I got to tell you, if you go the mac and cheese route, and I will white trash it every now and then and go the mac and cheese route.
Oh, yeah.
If you do that, you cannot go off brand.
Can't skim.
No.
Nope.
Spend the extra 25 cents to get the craft because.
It's worth that quarter.
You'll know where it went.
But the dessert that's in this happy in this sad meal
is the
rubbery apple crisp that used to come in a TV dinner.
That's a good one too. I was gonna say one of two things: either like the brownie that came in the old timey TV meals,
a sugar free cookie. That's it right there, a sugar free diabetic cookie.
Or I was gonna say. Apple slices that are just a little too brown, all of them. That's your unhappy meal.
Oh, that's so good. Off-brand mac and cheese.
That's the unhappy meal.
It's perfect.
It is. Splurge. Spend the extra, 50 cents or whatever. Just do it, folks.
Like,
I know
you. Like, so you get it. You walk over and you're just sitting by yourself on a park bench, crying, spooning off-brand mac and cheese in your mouth, trying to warm the fucking fish sticks up in your hand. Pigeons won't even come near you.
Why?
This thing's got to come with a fucking revolver or something, with one shot in it.
Three gun, one bullet. Fucking hose you can hook up to your hook up your exhaust pipe. It's the unhappy meal.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
It things.
Some of them are just absolutely disgusting. Others have nothing to do with the officers. When I say officers. The officers on the job, it actually went so far as to send certain things to officers' homes. Other acts.
Sent things to their homes. All right.
Include stabbing one of our officers in the genitals with a hypodermic needle.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, ow.
Yeah. One photo in the filings shows Farley executing one of his reportedly favorite pranks, standing shirtless over a subordinate's desk and shaving his body hair so as to deliberately leave a mess.
Jesus Christ.
He was also shitting on the floor.
Oh,
he was also stabbing people in the cock with hypodermic needles.
Was he leaving gallon jugs of piss in fucking recycling bins?
Everything but that.
Sounds like right up this guy's alley. Jesus.
What a dumb turn of phrase, right up your alley. It's so dumb. What does that even mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, they're going to sue him.
Good.
The cops in the department are going to sue.
Sue everyone, goddammit.
Farley would also regularly walk out of the bathroom with his cock exposed and say, quote, hey, look, bigger than you thought, right?
Oh, I've tried that at work before. It doesn't, you
know. Oh, he was, I didn't even get this
far. This guy was the chief?
Yeah. He was also fond of, scraping fluids from his underwear onto people seated in his office.
Oh, no. No.
Bad chief, but I tell you this, good cop, because he's just enough of a sociopath to get out there and get some shit done.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking Death Wish stuff, Dirty Harry stuff. You know what I mean? He's out there getting something done. You know, he's making the bad guys suffer, but not in the office. In the office, he's a true menace. Chief allegedly heated up the hot sauce to such a degree that the pepper essence fumigated the air and the entire building, creating a pepper spray-like effect that sent sufferers scrambling.
Wow. This guy's a colossal douche.
He is a douche, a nozzle. In a less cartoonish infraction, Farley and a fellow officer allegedly backdated a police report apparently done to make the report appear to fall within the required 45-day internal affairs time frame. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
He is a menace.
This guy's a peach.
Also, he was shitting on the floor. Let's not forget the fact. You were shitting on the float.
You know what? That right there, that's a bullet in the head. You're done. That's it. You're done.
I think my last day at my job, though.
Yeah, you're shitting on somebody's desk, shitting on the floor, desk.
Yep. Right in a showroom.
Okay.
Yep, buddy.
No, that makes sense.
It's got to happen.
Get you one of those little, like, display pedestals and shit on that so it's up, you know.
You know, I have never crossed a bridge I didn't burn behind me, buddy. I'm shitting on that floor.
Placing Viagra. Adderall in office coffee urns.
Office.
Spit it out. God. You stammer and hump.
For want of a better word, coffee pots.
Coffee.
Shaving. And I know some of this sounds a little weird, guys. It's not real easy to relay, okay, because it's so bizarre. You know, shaving his arms, taking his shirt off naked from the waist up and shaving his arms on the desks of, I believe it's a deputy chief.
I'd have cleaned this fucking guy's clock.
Buddy, you got to put his lights out.
I'd beat his ass.
Got to put his lights out.
Wow.
It cannot be this in life. It can't. Life's too goddamn short. Nobody wants to work, let alone go into this.
Oh, no shit, man.
Scraping certain excrement off of his underwear.
Off his underwear. Yeah. Oh, hey.
Up your nose with a rubber hose. With his underwear. Bob, 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 Barbarino. Maybe it doesn't sound like Vinny Barbarino right there.
No.
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 Here it is. On the desks of, I believe it's a deputy chief. scraping certain excrement off of his underwear.
Barbarino.
Come, Vinny Barbarino. Scraping shit out of my underwear.
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Up your nose with my excrement.
Oh, shit.
Here is that Sicilian songbird, the wonderful Mr. Vinny Barbarino.
Boy, Gabe Kaplan was insufferable, wasn't he?
Jet Bunny.
Oh, God.
Damn.
Oof. Well, the chicks just wanted to fucking tongue his nutsack.
Ooh, that fucking hairy Italian nutsack, man.
God damn. Hairy nutsack. That motherfucker still owes me money.
He owes you $20. I know. I remember. All the way back in season two, though, with the inflation, probably like 45.
Oh, yeah. The VIG. He hasn't paid on the VIG in a while.
I'm sorry. The
VIG.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought we were going another way with that. My bad.
No, the VIG.
Oh, gotcha. Got it. Got
Jesus.
I understand.
The way stuff and shaving his arms on the desks of, I believe it's a deputy chief.
Yeah.
Scraping certain excrement off of his underwear onto.
Yeah, I'm scraping over here now, huh? Yeah, huh?
Person's desks.
Oh.
That's Patrick Toscano, the attorney representing the five officers.
I'm over here now.
Reached out to North Bergen Township. Leaders in a statement said, as per state law, North Bergen referred these allegations to the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office for review as soon as we became aware of them. And we understand that they were subsequently sent to the New Jersey State Attorney General's Office.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to work for a year or two if this were me. I would not be working for a while.
Respect the outcome of that investigation, and at this point, none of these allegations have been proven to be true. Now, the police chief was appointed last year, and according to township leaders, well, they say he made a lot of changes in the department, we're told, including clamp.
Yes, it was a shit stain policy. He had to come in with dirty underwear.
Yeah, he ought to have a policy of changing his fucking nasty ass underwear.
Ugh. Just scraping stuff out of your underwear. I mean,
stupid fucking Dago.
What are we, buddy? What are we doing?
Appointed last year, and according to township leaders, well, they say he made a lot of changes in the department, we're told, including clamping down on overtime extensively. And in a quote, that spokesperson.
I mean, he made it so you didn't want to be there anymore, so that was pretty successful. I mean, he saved some money, right?
Oof.
Also said it's highly suspicious that these allegations have only come to light after Chief Farley instituted these reforms.
You know, I know I keep saying this, but just execute him. Just one bullet to the back of the head and your problem is solved.
Yeah, it's done.
He's clearly...
And you know what? You do that, and the next guy that thinks he might want to act like that is probably going to think twice.
Maybe, right?
Police are looking for a man behind a vile attack on a subway in Lower Manhattan. And a warning.
That's kind of hard to believe, huh?
Lower Manhattan, a vile subway attack?
Yeah.
Mm.
They're not setting sleeping women on fire. They're doing whatever this is, huh? Okay, good.
Here.
Fuck that city. Fuck everything about that city.
Yeah.
Fuck your togetherness and your fucking cultures and your fucking homeless, your dumb subways. Fuck everything about that goddamn city.
Some of the details you are about to hear are extremely disturbing.
Good.
Now we're talking, right finally.
Fucking get right up our alley, baby.
Blood flowing to my cock, finally.
It's fucking right up our croissant.
What, there's eight? I got eight titles with the word croissant in it. Man. Right up your croissant.
On for... enforcement sources with direct knowledge of the case say this man performed sex acts on another man who died on an R train.
Holy shit. that. Okay, okay, that's newsworthy.
What up, but up, up.
Wow.
Shoo. Yeah.
Goddamn, can you imagine if you stepped onto the subway and saw that, how far your fucking croissants would go?
Well, no one knew he was dead, I guess is the problem.
No.
No,
he's
dead.
No, she's dead.
Say this man performed sex acts on another man who died on an R train. NYPD officer.
Yeah. Wow. Ba 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 da 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 ba ba da da. Start spreading your cheeks. You died today. I'm gonna make a hole of it. Uh-huh. I wanna come in the asshole that never sleeps.
Oh, it's sleeping now. Can you imagine if you walked onto the train and saw that, how far your croissants would scatter?
Oh, shadoobie.
Scattered.
Scattered. Shadoobie.
You got to finish the job.
You got to finish it, yes.
You don't go at it half-assed, so to speak.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. Look, if you're going to fuck a corpse on the subway, you can't go at it half-assed.
You can't go at it half-assed.
NYPD officers responded to reports of a body on that train at the Whitehall subway station just after midnight. That was yesterday.
A sticky body was found.
A glazed... A glazed body was found. It was a three-camera shoot, like fucking Brazzers or something.
Like Brazzers.
I want to punish the tonsils that never sleep.
And never speak.
Ah, yeah, sorry. I got it wrong.
Wake up, little Susie.
Wake up. Go, 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 go. I mean, to be fair. It would be nice to punish someone's mouth and not have them get all fucking, who are you? What are you doing to my mouth? How'd you get here? You know, and all that
stuff. How'd you get in?
How did you get in here? You know, I mean, to be fair to this guy, you know.
Who let you in?
Who let you in here? How'd you get in my room?
How'd all these dicks get in my room? Oh, man.
It sounds like the guy fucked the dead man's mouth. And then robbed him. And then the body was robbed again by another man.
Corpse going to be okay?
Corpse is not going to be okay, little Tommy.
When officers looked at video from subway cameras,
their croissants went everywhere. When officers looked at footage from the train, there wasn't a fucking steel croissant in the place.
No, they formed a circle around a croissant, and then whoever missed it had to eat it. The NYPD croissant circle jerk, ladies and gentlemen.
Our police sources say they found the man in the yellow hoodie there sexually abusing the corpse.
Yeah. What up, up, what up, up.
Stopping only when passengers entered or exited the train.
Oh,
they
yeah.
say that man had been dead for several hours before that vile attack.
Oh, man. Gee whiz. Wow.
Yeah, you can't make this shit up.
Around 11 p.m., the suspect stepped onto the train car, realized the victim was dead, and went through his pockets, taking whatever the victim had on him, Police sources said he then had sex with the corpse before finally leaving the train more than an hour later at 12:10 a.m.
Taking whatever he could find on the victim, including his young, supple mouth.
his anal cherry was violated.
Wow. So the corpse got fucked.
No, the corpse got fucked. Yes.
Oh, the corpse got fucked. And then robbed twice.
And then robbed again by another guy that came on.
Reminds me of my fucking old Saturday nights. Reminds me of Saturday nights back in the old days.
Yeah. This guy was doing a cum walk like Bonnie Blue.
Jesus. Man.
Fuck that sticky mouth. Wow, that is brilliantly out of context.
Yes, that, yeah.
Ba-da-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba. 20 minutes later, the MTA conductor found the body, but not before another man came upon the corpse and also rifled through the dead man's pockets, stealing more of his belongings.
Jesus.
A condom, a dental dam.
Bottle of nitrous. A croissant.
My croissants went everywhere.
I am going to start saying that at work. Nobody's going to get it, but I'm going to giggle my fucking ass off the whole
matter.
Time.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, buddy. Ooh, that sound you hear? That sound you hear is the Deadpool, everybody. It is heating up.
Oh, that's not the Pope live from hell.
Well, how many kid fuckers do you want to protect? That's the question. Yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Deadpool. Back to back episodes, I think, right? We had Wink Martindale and then now the Pope and
now
then,
the Pope,
oh yeah, man.
They're dropping like flies.
They're dropping like fucking flies, Dad.
As they should.
Pope Francis has died. The 88-year-old pontiff passed away just...
88, who saw it coming? That's...
Yeah, right.
That's hard to believe, right?
...hours after he surprised many by addressing the Easter Sunday crowd at St. Peter's, even riding through the square in his famous Pope Mobile.
Hey, how you doing? I got your nose. Every Italian's
Pope. Hey, it's me or the Pope.
It's me or the Pope. Hey,
I'm over here now.
I'm over here. Every Pope is Italian to me. I don't care. I don't care where they're from. Even that old fucking Nazi Ratzinger. They're all Italian to me. Hey, oh, I got a you nose. Gabagool. Hey, fucking.
Jeff, where's Paulie?
Hey, here's a bit I want you to work on. Sopranos Pope. Have that for next week.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Pope Christopher.
Yeah, huh? I'm over here now with my breathing machine.
He also held a meeting at the Vatican with Vice President J.D. Vance.
Yeah, that's why this... Why did Vance kill the Pope?
Exactly.
Holy fuck. I have to admit, I am mildly fascinated by the... I mean, there were... Before John Paul II, there were two popes early in our lives that died very fast on top of
yes,
each other.
Yes, right.
And then John Paul, in our lifetime, was Pope until the early 2000s.
20 years, if
not
more? Yeah.
Because we were doing test shows watching Pope conclave stuff. That was happening.
God, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you see that movie, Conclave?
Hey, there's some smoke!
Remember that?
Yeah.
From 2005?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, Doug reach around with the fucking... Clawback.
Fucking reaching on way back.
they're interviewing nitwits watching the fucking little. I did watch Conclave.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of a really good movie. Yeah. That last half hour is when these spaceships should have started to land.
Right.
I couldn't. But up until then, I got to say, up until then, I was super into it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was.
You know, palace intrigue and all that nonsense.
Movie. Yeah.
Right. But that last half hour, yeah, I know. It's the he was born with a uterus and a fucking, like, a woman's reproductive system. So that way we have to...
When the spaceship should have started to land.
Catholics have to, you know, Catholics have to include everybody because the Pope has a... As a female reaper, I know we got it. Yeah, I know. Oh, my God, Catholics got to be open-minded. And first of all, an Arab fucking detonates a suicide vest outside of the fucking Vatican, one of the most fortified locations on the planet Earth.
Right.
And that was when I went, well, this is, well, the spaceship should start landing because there's no way. You only suspend disbelief so much. And then, of course, the Pope has a uterus, of course, because that's what you have to do if you make conclave in 2024, is the Pope has to have a... I think we got it. So it's a little unsubtle, you know, I guess is my argument. Add conclave to the list of movies I should probably re-edit and turn into a better movie, because that's definitely one you could do that with.
Hey, there's some smoke!
Pick somebody who's
fuck
not
Catholics
fucking...
Catholics and their stupid bullshit.
I like to pick someone who's not fucking 91.
Right.
You know.
I don't know. We can't seem to do that in this country, so... You know, what choices do we have? Our two candidates collectively were, what, 300 years old?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Did I have Biden on my Deadpool list this year?
You've got Trump on it.
I got Trump. Yeah, I know. Well, fucking be great. That fat ass would drop dead.
You don't want him to die in office.
I know.
Because then he'd be a fucking martyr.
I know.
You don't want that. It's the same way you didn't want him assassinated.
Yeah.
Last summer. Trust me, you don't want that.
I never said that. I never said I wanted him assassinated.
If you know what? That's totally fair. You gotta listen to the show in context, folks. I'm going to have that be the out of context audio at the beginning of the show. Jeff's going to be in trouble.
Yes, is there a Jeff Durant at this address?
No.
No?
I don't know who you mean. Who do you mean? What's all this podcast equipment? I can't help you.
I've never seen this before.
Did you know?
Don't
you know my son lives here?
He lives in the basement. Go get him.
I don't know. He's doing some wacky podcast, some Pokemon podcast. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. I don't know what the fuck he's doing in here.
Just a bunch of silliness.
It really is silly, though.
Hey, there's some smoke! All
right, yeah! He was out in the Popemobile, man. Fucking tooling around town. He was fucking out there just fucking tearing up the streets like the beginning
fucking
of...
poping it up.
Like the beginning of Easy Rider. He's just out there tearing ass through the streets. Born to be wild. Hey, it's me, the Pope.
It's got to be Pope Pauly. Pope Pauly Walnuts the First.
Hey, I'm in a hot pursuit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pope is out there ripping ass through the streets. Hey.
I got to put this, I created a new playlist for myself weeks ago.
Is it songs you've heard 1.8 billion times and you're fucking sick of?
No, but I named it Turn It Up because it's all songs that I will. And you know what? So far it has not failed to disappoint because by the time I get home from work, the volume knob is buried.
It is.
This one could go on there. I like this song. Buddy, I do.
This is the first million times song.
Yeah.
It was fine the first million times I heard it.
That's all right.
And now
like
it's just. If you got to listen to Steppenwolf, The Pusher.
That's
the song you want to listen to.
Maybe I'll put that on instead.
Hey, it's a mere Pope. I'm up and tearing up in these streets.
I'm a bone to be wild.
Hey.
Hey,
get your hands off of that boy. Just kidding.
Get your hands off of that boy and bring him over here to me. You sit right down here, sonny boy. You tell the Pope what the problem is.
Hey, you sit it down right here in my sidecar.
Oh, no, you sit it right here in the Pope's lap.
Oh, yes.
A boner to be wild.
Hey, it's a boner to be wild. I got to sit on my lap. Gee whiz. Yeah, I can live without this song. Right, Doug. Gee whiz. I want like a fucking, like the deepest jungles of fucking Africa Pope is what I want now. Like I want fucking rings and lips Pope. You know what I mean? Pope hey, rings and lips is
listen,
what I want.
You motherfuckers spread that shit all over the world then yep. fucking come on.
That's right.
Let's go.
Yep.
Get one of them Senegalese fucking tribe people. Fucking pick them.
I want fucking
Pope
vote.
Ngala, Ngala, Ngala.
Vote for Pope Ngala or go fuck yourself.
Pontiff passed away just hours after he surprised many by addressing the Easter Sunday crowd at St. Peter's. Even
Hey, go find the eggs.
Hey, I'm having trouble breathing now.
Riding through the square in his famous Pope Mobile. He also held a meeting
Born
at the Vatican with Vice President J.D. Vance.
Yeah, that's why this news, despite the Pope's age, despite his recent health struggles, really caught
he
a lot of
anyway.
By surprise.
He appeared to be the only...
Yes, yes. Despite being in his that's so
despite
funny.
His age and his recent health problems, he died anyways.
Despite being in his late 80s
yeah.
and having all, really
just so gotten out of the fucking hospital,
double pneumonia. Despite all that, he died anyways. Well, that's hard to feature.
On the road to recovery after suffering double pneumonia that led to a 38-day hospital stay.
We want to turn now to NBC's Claudia Livanga, who has made.
I got the double pneumonia.
Oh,
hey.
Two?
Oh.
Oh.
I can't breathe. Oh.
Oh. My lungs, they're over here now.
His way to the Vatican for us in Rome. Claudio, good morning to you and kind of set the scene
I thought
there
Hell's
right
Bells
now.
Was starting.
The Catholic Church officially in mourning.
No, it's an evening.
Good morning, Savannah. Good morning, Craig. I don't know if you can hear that. Those are the bells slowly ringing. In
hey,
St.
I think
Peter's
it is
Square.
A guy's Italian.
Hey, it's AC/DC on tour.
Announcing, of course, the death of the Pope. It was the literal announcement that came out a few hours ago. But the Vatican just said that right now at noon, this is noon right now
it's
in Rome, a special rosary will be recited. Oh,
hey,
Pope
we
Francis.
Got a special rosary we're going to say.
oh.
A Hail Mary. Hey.
Hey, who wants some Italian wedding soup?
It is literally about to happen. I was
say literally again, you fucking amateur.
Here just 24 hours ago with tens of thousands of faithful celebrating Easter. And as you mentioned, it did look like the Pope was on his slowly on his way to recovery because he made that sudden and surprise appearance on the central
bells.
Balcony of St. Peter's
to do a
Basilica.
News report here.
But you know, it's just endless, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
fuck
it's,
yeah.
you know.
The gnashing of the teeth.
behind me.
That was for the Pope.
He looked frail, as he has in the last few months, but there was...
Yeah, well, show me an 88-year-old doing fucking cartwheels, I guess, is my response to that. Other than Dick Van Dyke, show me an 88-year-old
yeah, right.
that's fucking out there, you know. Oh, you're looking so young. Yeah, I know.
And these bones, are they so brittle?
oh.
A snap, crack, a pop.
oh, there he is. It's a Pope of Graham Cracker Bones.
It's a Pope of Graham Cracker the first.
That's right. Fucking Graham Cracker Bone Buffoon, beat it.
That's a good sign.
Fucking
Graham Cracker Bone your Buffoon? That was awesome.
Your fucking pretzel bones kick rocks.
Oh, if I kick in the rocks, I'll break in a leg.
Oh, hey, I feel pretty frail with my pie crust of bones. Yeah, I know. Pie crust bones. let's think of four more easy-to-break things. Graham crackers, pretzels, pie crust. We got it. TGO Radio. It's a little...
Oh, it's my God's promises bones. Get it? Things that are easy to break.
Yes. What up, up? Oh, I promise never to rape you again. Oh. Sorry about that.
Yeah, how's that going for you? oh, is it not good?
How's that going for you? The lack of rape. How's that working out for you? Well, it's a little touch and go, frankly.
Jesus Christ. Hey, it's a touch and a go so far.
It's a touch and a go. You know,
yeah, we touch him and then we go.
Now you got it.
We touch. touch him and then we send him on his way. Oh. Here's a piece of candy. Keep fucking it up.
Oh, you like Werther's original?
Here's a Werther's.
You have to get it out of my robo pocket. Oh. Look who's saying.
No deeper. No, look, keep a fishing.
Look who's saying a hello.
God damn.
He was not wearing those oxygen cannulas in his oxygen tubes in his nose, and that led us believe that he was slowly improving.
I got a holy cannoli here in the pocket for you. You keep a digging.
I have the tubes under my nose. It's nitrous oxide. Oh, well, that's good. Pope getting blasted.
He spoke. He said, "Happy Easter to everyone," and then he got on a Pope mobile to.
Or is it down as a happy Easter?
Tour of St. Peter's Square among an ecstatic crowd of pilgrims, because that was the first time he's done that since he left hospital more than a month ago. And then this morning, less than 24 hours.
All right, give me the rundown.
Hours later, we woke up to the shocking news. Now, St.
I don't know if it's shocking if an 88-year-old dies. I don't know that that's shocking. A shocking news.
How could God let the 88-year-old Pope die? How could this happen?
Well, I mean, the law of averages is sooner or later it's going to catch up with you. It's, you know, rather it's this year or next year. I mean,
listen, had that fucking dude not been Pope, he'd have been dead 8 years ago.
Buddy,
you know, here's the thing. Trump had, if he wasn't famous and, you know, been president a couple of times, that fucker would have been dead fucking 5-6 years ago.
Trump is either going to die with a fucking Big Mac in his fucking claws, you know.
Just or like, impacted in his colon.
Have a grabber and fall over, and they find him like Death of Stalin covered in his own piss. And he's fucking just got like a Big Mac clutched in his fucking claws. Or he's going to live forever. He'll be 115. And just continue to pound fries and burgers into his face.
I have many, many infarctions. Many, many.
I have many, many stents.
We have pizzas. We have 300 hamburgers. Many, many french fries.
We have 300 stents. Many, many infarctions.
Many, many infarctions. Anyway, the Pope died.
Good. Fucking good.
Brian maintains a 2-1 lead, but Team Jeff is catching up,
we're
man.
We're fucking steaming back. I got some contracts out, so.
Yeah, okay.
I don't. That's a joke.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.